Parking spots. When you're driving around, it never feels like there are enough of them, but there may be a few more than you even realize.
There are 260 million cars and motorcycles in the United States, but there are 500 million parking spaces. That's the same land area as the states of Delaware and Rhode Island combined.
500 million parking spaces. That's Andy Cohen, the co-CEO of Gensler, a global design firm. He sees a very near future, I mean 10 or 15 years from now, where people will ditch their own vehicles and use driverless ride shares. If he's right, that means two states' worth of parking spaces won't be needed nearly as much or at all, and his firm has already started to figure out what to do when that happens.
We're working on projects today that are 3, 5, 6, even 10 years out right now. We're working on very large buildings. When we are providing parking, we're providing parking where they have level floors. So all the parking structures where you see slope floors will be non-existent anymore and not usable. So what we're designing is flexible buildings that can be renovated into office and hotel and residential of the future.
That's true. You can't really have the sloped floors of the parking garage and also have office chairs with wheels on them and desks that you want to be level. Okay, so parking garages, we have to think about what they're going to become. How else are you designing buildings that work with and without parking for the future?
Absolutely, in the future, all buildings now, everyone will be dropped off at the front door, curbside service. So we're designing buildings now with a lot more drop-off space and a lot more areas that can easily be accessible to the buildings. And that is a major issue if you think about, say, airports where there's parking in the center of the terminal area. Well, that parking won't be utilized anymore. People will be dropped off at the front doors. So we're designing all our buildings for that flexibility to take place.
What are we going to do about all our underground parking spots that we can't just turn into some new use? I mean, they're under these buildings.
Significant issue, and you know, where as I was saying before, we're already anticipating that we're going to have to put other types of spaces in there, anything from data centers to workout spaces to storage. There's no doubt that the below grade parking is going to be significantly be downsized.
Are builders already asking you for designs with no parking spaces? Because it's their dollars at stake, right? If all this area is going to be a waste of money and worthless.
The biggest issue right now is the legislative issue, and that is all the zoning codes are still today requiring massive amounts of parking. So we're not seeing that change over yet. So we are literally having to prove to cities right now and to counties and to states that we don't need to provide all this parking, that it's not necessary.
Are you going around talking to legislatures like Washington State or City of Seattle or others, King County, saying you've got to get on board with the future?
Well, I've been out speaking a lot over the last year. I just got back from the Urban Land Institute in Seattle, where it gathered about 10,000 developers and legislature leaders and state leaders. And I think this is just dawning right now, where people are understanding that this is before us and change needs to occur. But it's just starting to happen right now.
Andy, what is it like for you to design a building without having to think, or at least think in the same old way, about parking? Is it vexing? Is it exciting? What's it like?
It's definitely exciting because it's all about the human experience. It's all about people and the people experience. Instead of designing for cars with big driveways and entrance areas, now we can design the front door to the building for a beautiful entrance experience. And it makes it so much better for the inhabitants of the building that we don't have to deal with the car as much.
Andy, if you're seeing this revolution coming for parking spaces, what other major architectural changes do you see coming that you don't think most of us have considered?
You know, I think major questions that I get asked about the driverless car is I think that more people are living in cities than not for the first time in human history. And I think the driverless car is going to be the game changer to creating that, you know, amenity-rich, vibrant city. More millennials today want to live in cities than in the suburbs. So this new innovation that's occurring is actually going to accelerate more people wanting to be in urban environments. There are 125,000 gas stations in our cities today. No longer will we need a gas station anymore. Those could become public parks, public amenities or think about the potential green spaces that can occur.
You're talking about the whole world pivoting around the lack of a car. What about people who, yeah, that's fine, do your driverless car. It's not for me. I love my car. I'm going to keep driving.
I get this question often. You're still going to have the ability to own your own car, but it's going to be, driverless car is going to be ubiquitous. So you're going to be the unique person that's going to have your own car as a car enthusiast.
And don't expect to get a parking spot.
Exactly.
Andy Cohen, the co-CEO of the global design firm Gensler. Two new apartment buildings in Tacoma are following this new driverless trend. Both of them will open in the next couple of years, and neither of them will have any parking for residents. This is KUOW's The Record.